from the heart of three different places, because two of us are in the same room. It's Podzilla 1985, Podzilla After Dark, right here on the Podzilla 1985 podcast. What's up, guys? Shannon Young, the Phoenix, back here with you again. And I can really hear my echo in Lindsay's microphone sometimes. Gonna have to get used to that, because this is the new way of podcasting. Lindsay and I are in our home. We are broadcasting live via Audacity. Jesse Kimball with me tonight.
I'm technically still in the same area. I mean, we're like...
He's like a two-minute drive away.
That is very true. We got Tanner Calvert here tonight.
I am 45 minutes away.
And I didn't... I meant to mention her because I need to get her synced up. So also with us tonight for the first time, and I think in a couple weeks, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Yeah, because you finally fished the headset out for me.
Look, I didn't know this was going to be the new way of podcasting.
I know.
This remoting in, but this is the world we live in. These were the hand. This was the cards we were dealt. This is, just deal with it.
Yeah, I got to listen to you guys record and only hear Shannon's portion of it until everything was put together. That was weird.
Well, consider yourself lucky, you bug-eyed bitch, because if you don't appreciate it, I'll just get you off the show and put somebody else on that will.
Ooh.
I want to apologize to Lindsay.
Thank you.
These bits are less fun when we're not like at the table.
Because they can't see whether or not I'm glaring at him.
And now I understand how this feels, like from the listener's point of view. The bit isn't as fun as I thought it was.
I mean, it can be.
I'm having a good time.
It was fun for us at the table.
Yeah, there, something gets lost in translation when you can't see Shannon's face when he's berating the female members of the cast. Or anyone, really. You know, anytime I go off on somebody, it's so much more fun for us in the room because we're having a chuckle about it. But if you're a fan listening to the show, you probably just think, that Shannon Young is quite the dick.
You're just hearing Kyle Breen, that's all.
don't reference that show.
New guy. Yeah,
I'm sorry, that show entertains me.
I'm excited for Kyle to interact with Jason.
Oh, this is going to be fucking fun.
We're referencing the Ghostbusters D&D style game that we are playing on Mondays. We're about to wrap that up pretty soon, and that has been an experience for sure. I myself just joined in last week, and I guess Kyle brought the pain. God, I hate that echo. That's going to drive me insane. Anyway.
Okay, I have to ask, like, ending soon. Are we not doing the plays anymore after a while?
Well, I'm pretty sure that this is the last part of the campaign, so once that's over, I don't know what we're going to do.
It probably start another campaign or move on to a different story.
I feel like something is also lost in translation whenever you do D&D and you don't, you're not there in person with each other. Because that's also something that's more fun. Whenever we used to play at the radio station and we would just sit there at the table, snacks in hand, Pepsi on tap, everyone's looking at each other, laughing, having a good time. It's a little different than when you're just doing an audio podcast and you can't see each other.
It's still fun, though. I mean, we play, we have a D&D group outside of that one that meets every week, and we play basically the same way we're playing now. We hop up into a Discord channel, we get on Roll 20, and, you know, we roll all our dice there and everything. It's super fun.
I guess maybe.
Roll 20 also has some extra capabilities that we're not really taking advantage of because it's not necessary for the show that we're doing, and also does... basically play it more into the imagination style of it than the actual, like, D&D side of it.
Because
Roll 20, like, whenever we're playing, Andrew has the whole thing set up where he has different maps ready to go, that he has, like, parts of it blacked out. There's still the grid. We have characters we can move around on the board and stuff. It makes it a little bit different. Like, makes the D&D remotely, what's the word I'm looking for? A little bit more engaging, I guess, because I think that's what your point was.
A little more visual for you guys.
I think that I'm maybe just, I'm still looking for whatever it is that I need to do, because I'm still really not interested in playing video games. I'm not really interested. I mean, I had fun on Monday, but is it something that I see myself doing, like, long term? Probably not. Just sitting down for like 2 hours. I like sitting down and just talking to you guys. That's my favorite part of it. I don't know. There's something out there that I need to figure out, that I need to find, and I'm still looking for it. So.
I mean, I've had a lot of fun with it. I mean.
Same. Yeah, no, it's been a good time.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking it. Like, anybody that has fun with it, I mean, that's cool. I want you guys to have fun with it. And I had fun with it. It's just, you know, I don't know. You ever get that feeling inside where it's like something, and I know this sounds bad coming from me, but something's missing and you got to find it. I feel like that's where I'm at right now. I need to find whatever it is that's missing. And I'm not talking about the obvious. I'm talking about something for me. I just don't know what that is yet. I want to go on more ghost hunts. I think that Tanner will make me feel better.
I told you I'm down as soon as all this is ready to go.
And
I see one of the houses we're wanting to investigate is up for sale.
We don't have to stay 6 feet away from the ghosts. They can't catch the coronavirus.
You don't know that.
They'll give you COVID boo.
COVID boo.
I don't know what it's called.
Is that
the ghost version of the COVID? The ghost got you sick.
It's the new Tyler Perry Halloween movie.
No. COVID boo.
COVID boo.
Fuck it.
Well, anyway, let's move past that bit.
Tyler Perry. Oh my God. You know what we watched last night?
No.
I don't either. Lindsay, what did we watch last night?
Goldeneye,
that's right.
Did you really forget?
Yeah, I blanked out. We've been watching a lot of movies in downtime.
Boy, I have not seen that movie in a minute.
Still my favorite James Bond movie. And when I watched it last night, I realized I still love it. Pierce Brosnan is just so cool in that movie. And it's over the top, but like it's not as over the top as it got eventually. So it's not grounded in reality, but it's grounded in James Bond reality.
I have some nostalgia attached to that movie, mostly because of the N64 game,
of course.
Like everybody else my age.
Yep.
But I still like Casino Royale way more.
I want to watch Casino Royale again, too. Like, I kind of want to watch a lot of the Bonds over again, but I feel like you really have to hit a certain time period before they get super entertaining, because I don't think I can go back and watch the Connery ones and be super entertained by them, just because of the time and stuff that's passed since that era. The thing I like about the GoldenEye movie is that it is so self-references the James Bond mystique and the mythos, and pokes fun at it and kind of makes fun of the, you know, shaken, not stirred and stuff like that. So I appreciate that.
I'm going to be completely honest. If it's not Pierce Brosnan, I'm not interested.
Oh, he's like my third favorite Bond.
See, I want to agree with Tanner on this, but I'm still so upset about Predator that I can't be on his side.
What if I agree to watch it?
God. You're never going to let that go.
Because, Tanner, you need to watch the film anyway. It's a phenomenal film.
It's a great film.
I mean, I even liked it.
The lineup in that movie.
The muscle mass alone.
Oh, this is what Tanner didn't want. He didn't want to get into a discussion about muscle body mass.
Hey, Shannon, what are we doing body tonight? Shit.
Well, we're going to talk about Predator. We're going to talk about COVID-19.
Right, Tanner, I need to iron this out, because I think I've heard you say a couple things kind of wishy-washy about it. What about that movie, like, do you not want to watch?
See, I'm going to have to, like, step-toe around this.
Nope, don't step-toe. I need you to hit me with it, like, right in the face.
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense.
No step-toe into freedom. I need you to tell me why you're avoiding this movie.
Okay, so for one, I have sat down to try to watch it, and it doesn't catch my attention enough to start off with.
That doesn't make any sense.
I hate Jesse Ventura.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I'm not a huge fan of Schwarzenegger movies.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
With the exception of Terminator.
Well, yeah.
That makes sense?
But come on, how are you not a fan of Schwarzenegger films? Schwarzenegger made some of the best movies.
You don't like Kindergarten Cop?
Jingle All the Way.
Okay,
Twins? Jingle All the Way is an exception.
You're all giving such terrible examples.
You kissed my ass.
I'm talking about
that was the bit, dude.
Okay, good.
Maggie, was that one of the newer ones we watched that I liked?
Yeah, Maggie was really good. But I'm talking about the classics. I'm talking about The Running Man. I'm talking about Total
Last
Recall.
Action Hero.
Commando.
Well, I mean, I figured you would throw those out. Though I was going to throw out the stupid, goofy ones that I liked watching when I was younger.
Okay, and I know I said this on a previous show, especially on the last nonsense show. I'm not a fan of action movies. It's just not my thing.
I like them. I just fall asleep during them.
And you have a child, right, Tanner?
Yes.
So you've had sex with a girl.
Yeah, and that girl really likes action movies.
It's just, it baffles me how someone can have sex with a woman and not be a fan of Schwarzenegger action films.
I don't really understand, like, how anybody could dislike an action movie. Like, I get that, you know, there are action movies out there that, like, any Seagal film, I understand those are terrible films.
Steven Seagal,
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Van Damme.
I don't, like, any of those. And, like...
And I mean, that's fair. Like, those are over-the-top, like, awful action movies. But
there's a difference.
There's something like fun Chuck about Norris, those movies, I get not liking them.
Wait, what did you say?
I don't like Chuck Norris movies.
I don't like Chuck Norris movies.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I never understood the appeal of Chuck Norris. The only reason I like Chuck Norris is Walker, Texas Ranger.
Exactly.
There was one Chuck Norris movie I liked. I'm trying to think of the name of it. It was the one where he actually was an action star. There was the kid.
Was it him and Jonathan Brandis?
Sidekicks.
Sidekicks, yeah, that's the movie. Thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome.
I loved that movie. He was just a kid that was obsessed with Chuck Norris and being in a Chuck Norris action movie, but he was this wimpy, nerdy kid.
Yeah.
And then he started taking karate lessons.
You might remember Jonathan Brandis from Sequest, and also that he hung himself.
I didn't know he hung himself.
Wow, right, way to bring it down.
Did you know, did you not know he killed himself?
I didn't.
Yeah, not long after Sequest.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's probably the only Chuck Norris movie that I like.
I think there was one that I watched a long time. My dad used to be big into Chuck Norris.
Big into Steven Seagal.
My dad was never into Seagal. I was into Seagal when I was younger. For some reason.
My dad lived for Steven Seagal.
Like, I used to watch all of them. Glimmer Man, Hard to Kill. I was a Steven Seagal fan. But, then I saw Jackie Chan movie.
My dad was straight up fucking Joe Swanson from Family Guy about Steven Seagal.
Oh, God.
He owned every single one of them on VHS. Like, yeah, anytime it came on cable, like if a Steven Seagal movie came on cable, we were watching that shit.
Yeah, see, that's how my dad was with John Wayne. John Wayne was my dad's guy. Which is why, if you've ever been to Gaming Grounds in Cape Girardeau, there is a John Wayne portrait hanging up. And a lot of people ask me, why do you have a John Wayne hanging in a video game store? It was my dad. So when he passed away, I wanted a little piece of him in the store with me. So, and plus, I like screwing with people. So when they come in and they ask, why is anything brown? Is a good question. Tanner, what about Eddie Murphy? Do you like Eddie Murphy?
I do like Eddie Murphy.
Do you like the Beverly Hills Cop series?
I can tolerate it. I do enjoy them some.
What's wrong with you?
He can tolerate Beverly Hills Cop.
You can tolerate Beverly Hills Cop.
It's not my favorite Eddie Murphy.
What's your favorite Eddie Murphy?
Harlem Nights.
I mean,
at least he didn't say Nutty Professor.
I would have also accepted Coming to America.
Only movie I've ever fallen. That's also a good one. Only movie I've ever fallen asleep at in the theater was Nutty Professor 2. Actually,
okay, so
fell asleep
I do enjoy the first Nutty Professor. I did enjoy it.
No, everybody did. You could say you didn't, but everybody liked the first Nutty Professor movie.
Yeah, the first Nutty Professor was fun. The second one was just terrible, though.
Yeah, the first one was just objectively hilarious.
And then there was Norbert.
I never watched it.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
I heard how bad it was, and I was like, I'm okay.
Well, there was also Pluto Nash. Terrible. The biggest box office bomb in history.
Oh, Pluto Nash.
Co-star Rosario Dawson.
I haven't seen that movie since the 90s.
Crush that crush button if you're paying attention.
I don't think
home.
I ever watched that one.
I've never watched it. Shannon, it's terrible.
Speaking, if you've got a crush on Rosario Dawson, sir, let me tell you, you will be very happy with a show coming to Disney Plus soon for season 2.
Is it confirmed?
I heard it was.
You're talking about
the Mandalorian. Rumor.
Yeah, I keep hearing rumor. I haven't heard confirmed yet.
I mean, you
I heard,
guys keep talking. I'm going to see if I can confirm it or not.
I heard Sasha Banks is also going to be in the new season of Mandalorian.
I think that one actually has more, what's the word, confirmation behind it? Like, that one's...
Solidity?
Yeah, there you go.
But she's
that
the
one's
boss.
More confirmed than Rosario Dawson, because Rosario Dawson was supposed to appear as grown Ahsoka Tano, I think.
Yoy.
Tanner would have to confirm that for
Tanner's
me.
Third favorite Star Wars character behind Yaddle and Jocasta Nu.
You son of a bitch.
Entertainment
Jedi. Weekly says Rosario Dawson basically admits she's Ahsoka Tano for season 2.
That's not confirmation. That's Entertainment Weekly.
And it might also be the case that she's technically not allowed to say it.
That's basically the National Enquirer, as far as I'm concerned. Whenever CNN reports on it, then I'll take it seriously. So what are we doing tonight, Tanner?
Jesus. We're going to have a game show, guys.
Yeah, we're going to have trivia night here, Jeopardy style, on Podzilla 1985. I have selected five categories with five questions in each. Maybe I should have done more because I'm starting to think that this isn't going to go very long, which is why I've been stalling. But Jesse always says that whenever I do this, we always run out of time. So,
usually, though, that's when we have to do... Well, I mean, we've got five things in each category. Like, unless we're talking about each answer, then I think you might be right on this one. This might not last long enough.
Well,
you do not think this game through very far.
I mean, we'll probably make fun of some of the answers and we'll joke and laugh about it. It doesn't have to be
goddamn I'm sure serious. I'll say something stupid and you'll make fun of it.
You already have.
Yeah, I know.
If anything, I have a request. If we end the game and we have time left, I want to talk about Assassin's Creed.
Just radio silence.
Return of the tumbleweed.
I need Shannon, I need you to put crickets in there.
That would require talk about him Assassin's finding Creed. Crickets.
Crickets.
Yeah, no, Tanner, we'll talk about Assassin's Creed. It's fine.
Yeah, because sorry, I don't get to be on the nerdy shows. And
well, that the nerdy shows haven't no nerdy been shows. Happening.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
And we've been doing D&D instead.
Which and is still nerdy. Super nerdy shows.
I want to apologize to everyone listening. If you are hearing Lindsay in the background as well as then hearing her, like, I'm going to try to fix that.
It's because we're like literally
we're back
six feet apart, if that.
Yeah, and my microphone, this Yeti mic, picks up everything. So if you can kind of hear her twice, I do apologize. This is just kind of how the way we do things right now. All right, so.
On the right side, I'm not hearing, at least through Discord, I'm not hearing her through you.
We might just be hearing each other because we're here.
Yeah, she occasionally lights up whenever you talk, but... Well,
the reason I say it is because I'm looking at my Audacity, and when she talks back there, it, like, gets bigger. So it's clearly picking her up.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And I'm going to try to match it up as best I can, but we'll see what happens. So here's what we got. We've got five categories. We've got five questions each, ranging from 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 points. I tried to make them, you know, the easier ones worth less and harder ones worth more, but I'm not good at this. I am not Alex Trebek. So if
like he actually writes those questions.
Yeah, no, I doubt that. But here's the categories that we have. We have cartoons, because Lindsay.
Yay.
Cast questions. These will all be questions related to the Podzilla 1985 cast, so you can test your knowledge on Podzilla 1985.
Oh, God.
Miscellaneous is miscellaneous.
People are going to find out I don't know shit about any of you fucks.
Sports. Because sports, and also when Lindsay laughed right there, it basically looks like I'm talking. That's how fucking loud her cackle is.
I did hear her laugh coming through your headset that time.
Fucking terrible.
I'm
and
sorry.
Then last, we have music. People listening to this are going to think I'm a real asshole to women and I'm abusive. I am not. She has a special fucking case. Just for the record.
There's hours of recorded audio on the internet that people can find with you being mean to at least three women.
Jesse, where would they find these audio recordings?
Oh, at podzilla1985.com, of course. Oh,
there's the plug.
God right. forbid they ever find the Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, there's a lot of episodes I hope they never find.
Like the 50th?
That's for different reasons.
Yeah, that was just a shit episode. No, yeah, no. I feel like the podcast basically rebooted in the past month because we've had to change so much stuff around. And which is sad because I said this on one of the shows. We passed our 5-year anniversary and we didn't even talk about it. Because
stupid COVID-19.
That's because there are bigger things going on in the world right now.
Oh, I didn't give a shit about that. It was just my personal life. That's all I cared about. That's the only reason I didn't celebrate it. But now...
I mean, you're usually the one that keeps track of all this stuff, so...
Exactly. The world can fall apart. I don't care. Let's go to the game. Our contestants we have here with us tonight. We have the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Jesse Kimball.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, we're doing the intros again. We got Lindsay and Tanner.
Uh-huh.
So the way this works is we have our Discord group chat open, and people are going to... First off, I have to ask the entire question, so wait until the question is finished. And then the first person to just hit a button and pop up that they did it first, they will get the question. And if you get the question wrong, you lose points. If you get the question right, you get the points, and you get to pick the next category. So it's like Jeopardy. We good on that?
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right. So, we need to figure out who goes first, because I didn't think about that. All right, I'm thinking of a number between 1.
And we each just type this in the screen for you so we don't all yell the same number out at once.
You want to shut the fuck up for 5 seconds? Let me finish my fucking
point.
No,
I don't.
Honestly, it might be easier to just do like a, I don't know, a rotating thing since we're picking categories and stuff.
I thought about rotating, so, but that kind of takes, yeah, takes the fun
I would,
out of it.
I would, well, I would do the rotating, and if the person misses a question, that's when someone, we have to type in to see, yeah, who's a chance to steal it.
Yeah, so that's when you'll type in like the number between the other two. So like, we'll start with Tanner. Tanner chooses a category and number. If he gets it wrong, then Lindsay and I press a number to try and steal.
That's fine. I'm not going to fight with you guys on it. I didn't put much thought into this anyway. All right.
If you don't think that's a good idea, then we can.
No, I'm fine with it. It doesn't have to be exactly Jeopardy. We still need to figure out who goes first, though. So I'm thinking of a number, Lindsay, let me finish, between 1 and 69. And the person that gets it closest will go first. Lindsay's got it right because it was 24. Jesse guessed it was 69. Tanner guessed it was 68.
Man, it's the right sex number.
Well, wait. Yeah, I mean it is, but I wasn't thinking about sex that time. Just the number 69 popped into my head. All right.
Oh yeah, the number 69 popped into your head, but it's not the number you were thinking of.
Because I was thinking of 24.
Lindsay gets it.
All right, so Lindsay, you go first. What's your first category?
Well, obviously it's going to be cartoons.
For how much?
For 200.
All right, cartoons for 200. Lindsay, which SpongeBob SquarePants character is always trying to steal Mr. Krabs' secret formula for Krabby Patties?
Plankton.
She's right.
Yep.
But she didn't ask in the form of a question.
You told me I didn't have to.
I don't recall.
I asked you before the show if we were doing actual Jeopardy or if we were just answering the questions.
It's like,
and you said we're just answering.
Also,
the fucking
Shannon,
queen of the harpies.
Didn't you also say you phrased the question as "Who is"?
Look, I didn't think this thing through. Which part of that are you guys not getting? I put as little effort into this as possible. Lindsay, pick your next category.
Let's do cast questions for 100.
Oh wait, no, we're rotating. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, we're not playing actual Jeopardy.
No. So all right. So we'll go to Tanner since he was next in the guessing.
I'm gonna go sports for 100.
Sports for 100. Tanner, which boxer was known as the greatest and the people's champion?
You're the greatest and the people's champion.
He was known as the greatest and the people's champion.
Was it Rocky? Oh, crap. What was his last name?
Either way, no, it's not. So, oh, okay. Lindsay and Jesse's got it. Jesse, what do you think?
It's Muhammad Ali, dog.
It is Muhammad Ali. Jesse is correct.
I would have had no clue.
No. I know nothing about boxing.
Tanner, I know three things about boxing, and that's one of them.
Tanner, were you trying to think of Rocky Balboa, the Sylvester Stallone character?
No, it was... Look, all right, look, there's an actual boxer named Rocky
Marciano.
Something. Yes.
Yes, so I know.
That,
I know.
That Rocky Balboa was based off of Kiss My Ass. All right, Jesse.
No, let's stick with this for a second.
No, fuck off. Go to Jesse.
All right, Jesse, pick a category.
All right, let's see how much I don't know about people. Cast questions, 500.
Oh, shit, going he's going big. Top. All right.
Going big.
All right, your host, the Phoenix, Shannon Young. That's me.
Oh, boy.
Got his original nickname, Mr. 100, from which trash bird that he grew up with?
Kayla.
Kayla
Pickens.
Who I think was Kayla Pickens?
I don't know if that was her last name or not, but I know Kayla was her name.
I don't know if I should accept that answer now. Kayla is right, but not Kayla Pickens.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have known the last name.
Did you think I grew up in a 1940s Western?
Maybe.
I'm just curious.
Why not?
All right, I'm going to give him the points. I think he earned it. It was Kayla. Hightower. Kayla Hightower.
Oh, shit. That was way
Kayla off. Reed.
I hope you're marking these off.
I am.
I'm not.
I am. It's fine. I got it under control. She was Jeff's sister. And in case you guys are wondering, Jeff is not in jail at the moment. So rest
Can't
your
confirm.
Rest your worried head.
Also, we probably shouldn't have done last names in general. It might not be a bad idea to delete her actual last name.
No, I'm good. I don't care.
Well, fair enough.
She could sue me, and I'll give her $5, and then she can feed her kids. Lindsay, you're up next.
Again?
I guess.
Okay.
Did Jesse steal?
Yeah.
I stole from Tanner,
but he did.
And then
he did.
Win.
That's true.
He did pick one.
Okay, so let's see, Lindsay.
Also, we should probably put it because I know Tanner hit that number real fast.
I didn't mean to hit that, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we should save the numbers for when somebody gets it wrong as opposed to just like...
Yeah, that was the plan. I accidentally hit it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm attempting to mark my stuff off. What number did Tanner do with sports?
1.
100.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I'm literally ripping off pieces of post-it notes and sticking them on my computer screen.
Whatever works.
Spectacular. I was thinking about opening up MS Paint, but I'm just going to... If
too
the number's
many
been taken,
open.
Tanner or Shannon could just correct me.
Yes,
fair
I
enough.
Will.
Okay, I'm just sticking with cartoons because it's my category anyways. We're going to go for 400.
Cartoons for 400. Lindsay, how old is Ariel when she marries Eric in The Little Mermaid?
16.
That is correct.
Okay, which one was that?
400 on cartoons.
All right, that's going to put it back to Tanner, who let's go over the scores right now. Jesse and Lindsay are both tied at 600. Tanner, who is the Sean Connery of this, is at negative 100 points. Tanner, this is your chance to come back. Pick one.
Music for 200.
Music for 200. Tanner, this rap group from Cleveland, discovered by the late Eazy-E, is clearly the best rap group of all time and spawned chart-topping hits like I Tried and The Crossroads.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yes.
Tanner. See, there's a little bit of personal bias in that one.
Oh, there's a lot of personal bias on this whole board. Don't worry. But, Tanner, you're on the board with 100 points. Good for you.
200.
Well, you were negative 100. So
I was?
Oh,
we're
you're
going
giving
negative?
Him negative if he gets it wrong?
Yeah. If you get it wrong, you get negative points. Don't get him wrong.
This isn't okay. Jeopardy.
It is now.
It's Jeopardy. It's the enough. Shannon game. He makes up the rules as he goes.
I make up
Shannon
the rules. Jeopardy. All right.
I don't know. I would have went 500.
Oh, easy there. You don't want to lose too bad. Jesse, pick a category.
All right. Let's go cast questions 400.
100 for cast questions. Jesse Kimball.
No, 400.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Good. You're good. Go big or go home.
400. When former cast member Zach Price couldn't do it anymore, what refreshing drink did he reach for?
Chocolate milk.
He's right. It's chocolate milk.
I'm calling shenanigans.
It was that video when he was eating the hot wings.
Yeah, the pepper.
That's a
no. I get the reference. I'm calling shenanigans because it was too easy.
What do you mean it's too easy?
If some people might not know that. It's bet you if you ask Mandy, she wouldn't know that.
Mandy definitely would not.
And Asa probably wouldn't either, even though he might. Look.
I mean, I probably would have got it wrong.
See? It's not that easy. Lindsay, pick a category.
I'm going to do miscellaneous for 100.
Miscellaneous for 100. What does HTTP stand for?
That's not fair. I know what it's from, but I don't know what it stands for.
You going to wager a guess?
No, I'm not, because I don't know the answer.
I don't know if I should take points away from her or not. I'm going to take points away from her, because she still picked the category. No, she picked the category.
I mean, you can take them away. I don't have an answer.
Jesse buzzed in. Jesse, what do you got?
Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
He's right. I knew Jesse would get that
one. Of course
he
would know the answer.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Tanner, back to you. You're on a hot streak of 1. So pick the next category.
Cast questions for 300.
Cast question for 300. Regular cast member Dalton Anthony has a favorite sport that leaves him high and dry. What kind of sport is it?
Wrestling?
No. Jesse, you buzzed in. What do you got?
Is it water sports?
It is water sports.
I don't get this one.
Okay, I'm also calling shenanigans because...
Look! I never said the game was fair. It's for fun. And what's more fun than talking about Dalton's adventures in Waterland?
Okay, I'm appreciating these questions, Shannon. Please continue.
Tanner, you can host next week and have legitimate questions.
Everybody's getting fucked over next week.
It's fine.
I don't know. If it's me and Jesse, we might get the Harry Potter stuff.
Jesse,
it's true. Oh, no.
Jesse, it's actually your turn.
All right. You know, I'll just keep taking it off the board here. Cast questions for 300.
Oh, 300's gone.
Oh, crap. Okay, yeah, that's right. Tanner just... That was two and one. All right, you'll do cast questions for 200.
All right. What was former cast member Stephanie's nickname?
Moose.
He's right. Jesse is tearing it apart. He is dominating the board right now at 1,600 points. Lindsay in second place with 500. Tanner with negative 200.
Yeah, and all of my correct answers are cast questions. That's not true. I also have one sports one that I stole
from
Tanner.
Jesse pays attention. That's all.
I feel like it might be a little unfair because Jesse was around for all the jokes we made because he's on the show so many times. Well, no, that's not even fair because he's only on Thursdays with me. So.
Plus, Tanner has actually technically, he was on a Podzilla episode before I was.
That's true.
Yeah, but you've also been around most of these people more than I have.
That's true, too. Look, Tanner, you're going to get it back in the sports section. I have faith. Lindsay.
Okay, sure.
Lindsay, you're up next. Pick a category.
Cartoons, 500.
All right. Disney's beloved Mickey Mouse almost had a different name. What was it?
Mortimer.
She is correct. So Lindsay jumps back up, just trailing Jesse by 600 points at this point. But we're back to Tanner, who is at negative 200. Tanner, pick a category.
Music for 400.
Music for 400. What artist... Okay, you're not going to know this. No one's going to know this one, though. This one was on there for me. What artist was the most perfect woman ever, Poppy, accused of ripping her look and character off from? This is an artist that she was accused of ripping her entire gimmick from, and I know nobody's going to know it, but if you know it, I'm going to be so impressed.
That's fucked up.
No one knows every question to Jeopardy. But I'm going to assume you're... You know what? I'm not even going to take points off you for this one because that is probably the hardest question on the board. Does anyone else want to wager a guess? Jesse, stop typing it in.
No, I'm not. I'm steering clear of this one. I have no fucking clue.
Her name was Mars Argo.
Who
the fuck is Mars Argo?
She basically she was Poppy, and then she used to work with Poppy's what was his name? I don't remember his name. They're like her producer. And then that producer left and started working with Poppy, and they accused her of basically ripping off that character. It's a long story.
So basically they're saying the producer took that and just stuck it on someone else that he could make do what he wanted.
Right, but now they've both left that producer because apparently he was kind of a piece of shit. I think his name's like Titus Sinclair or Titan Sinclair. I don't remember. It's unimportant. Anyway, let's go to Jesse. Jesse, pick a new category.
Okie dokie.
By the way, that's probably the hardest question on that board, just so everybody knows.
What's left in cartoons?
One and three.
Three, yeah.
All right, I'll do cartoons for three.
All right, Jesse. Which character was Walt Disney's favorite?
Ooh. Oh, Lord. Man, I don't know. Because I feel like it's not going to be super obvious. I'm going to go ahead and scratch that one off. I'm going to say Goofy.
He's right, it was Goofy.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was on that one's like, I know it's not Mickey, but blank.
Yeah, I figured it was either like Goofy or Donald, and I just went Goofy because, you know, Goofy movie.
Well, you got it
right. I like
right.
your logic.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the Goofy movie has saved me once again.
Speaking of,
real quick. So I posted this on both Facebook and Twitter. It's very important information. The songs Eye to Eye and Stand Out from Tevin Campbell are now on Spotify on the Goofy Movie soundtrack.
Woohoo!
This made me so ridiculously happy. I was in my car, and I had Eye to Eye on my old playlist. I never deleted it after they removed it from Spotify. Started playing in my car. I was like, oh snap. I wonder.
That actually happened with, what was it, Black Sheep by Metric. They took it off, and it was still on my list, and then one day I started playing again, and it wasn't that, like, terrible cover, and I was like, oh, snap.
Well, terrible.
It ain't great. It's not the worst.
I like that cover quite a bit. Like,
it's okay.
Granted, I like the original more. Like, I'm with you, but like, I still really like the cover too.
It'll get you through the night if you're cold, you know. Lindsay, you have control of the board.
All right, let's just finish out cartoons for 100.
All right, this one is very easy. Which cartoon characters were created when Professor Utonium accidentally added Chemical X to a concoction that also included sugar, spice, and everything nice?
The Powerpuff Girls!
She's right.
I actually have weirdly known all of them except for Mortimer. I did not know that was Mickey's original name.
Yep, he was almost Mortimer Mouse.
I think that would have worked better.
And we could have been calling him Morty Mouse all these years.
M-O-R-T-I-M-E-R. Nah, I guess it doesn't work together.
Yeah, no.
Tanner, I'm so much faith in you. You got
this
the board.
Is bullshit.
Jesus Christ.
We love you, Tanner.
Music 500.
Music for 500, Tanner. The song title Seven Nation Army was inspired by this organization that singer Jack White couldn't pronounce correctly as a youth.
Oh, yeah, no. The last question was the hardest one on the game.
I mean, just think of the name. Think of the name of the song and just think about it.
Read the question again.
The song title, Seven Nation Army, was inspired by this organization that singer Jack White couldn't pronounce correctly as a youth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anybody want to steal that one?
I really do. But, oh.
Lindsay, you want to take a crack at it? Last call.
I'm not confident enough in it. I'm really not.
All right, well, the correct answer was the Salvation Army.
Damn it!
I did know that.
Did you just, like, stomp when you did that?
No, I pounded my desk.
I was just thinking, like, surely that wasn't, because...
That was what I was thinking, but I wasn't confident in it.
Yeah, I was in the same boat as Lindsay.
You know, Salvation Army, Seven Nation Army.
No, it absolutely makes sense, but yeah.
All right, Jesse, that's going to put you back in control. Jesse, by the way, in the lead still by 800 over Lindsay.
All right. Do we still have, is Cast Questions 100 still out there?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, I'll finish out Cast Questions.
I don't want to ask it.
Oh, no.
Because,
will I rage quit?
Maybe. Before I ask the question, I need Tanner to promise he's not going to rage quit.
Does it involve a bucket?
I'm really close to rage quitting now, so...
Let's just give Jesse the points, then.
No, fuck it. Read the question.
I'm going to alter the question just a little bit, though, and leave out some of the curse words. Which movie has Tanner not seen that proves he's a buckethead?
The Predator.
It is The Predator. See, I thought when I was coming up with this, I thought Tanner was going to be having a lot more fun and this question would be endearing. I didn't know that we were actually going to make fun of him in the beginning for it. So I want to personally apologize for that one. Tanner, there is a Harry Potter question somewhere if it makes you feel better.
It's got to be in miscellaneous, right?
We're going to have to find out. Lindsay, you got the board.
I'm probably going to regret it, but let's do Music for 100.
Music for 100. Who is the best Blink-182 singer?
I don't know his name.
Well, then you're going to lose 100 points.
That's fine. It's the one that you like, but I don't know artist names.
Oh, you both kicked in at like the same time.
I definitely have my name popped up first.
That's true. Jesse, who is it?
It's Tom DeLonge.
I just wanted to hear you admit it. You got the points.
What I'll do for a game. A lot of personal bias in that music section, y'all.
I just wanted validation, honestly.
I mean, I feel like he's the one who made the list, so of course there's going to be bias in it.
That's true. Yeah. Like, at this rate, I can't wait to see if Tanner does come back for next week's contest. I can't wait to see what kind of questions he comes up with.
Oh, it's
going to
be interesting.
And how many of them are going to be directed at my personal life? Tanner,
whip this out.
Tanner, give me a category.
What's available, man? I don't fucking know.
We got music still has 300, and then we have miscellaneous and sports both have everything but 100.
Miscellaneous 500.
All right, he's going big. Which country produces the most coffee in the world?
Colombia.
Is that a country? I guess it is. It's not the right one, though.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Brazil.
It is Brazil. How are you doing this? Like, I feel like you're just typing these in faster than I can ask them.
Are you talking about the number, or are you talking about...
Oh, and now Cody's in here. Oh, Buckethead Cody.
Yeah, Cody. Hi, Cody. Cody's typing in there.
Tell Cody to get the fuck out of here.
No, that one, believe it or not, read it on a coffee cup once, and it was just one of those, kind of moments.
That absorbing useless information type stuff.
Yeah, like, if anybody knows me personally, like, they know that absorbing useless information is one of my things. And will that knowledge ever be useful outside of exactly what we're doing right now? No.
Probably not.
No, it will not.
Hey, you still got this at least. And you got the board, so we'll pick us out another category.
All right. Hit me up with the sports for two.
Sports for two. This is the name of that stupid-ass fake soccer game in the Harry Potter series.
Oh, my God. You dick. Quidditch.
He's right.
He's correct. I found Tanner's Harry Potter Tanner. Question.
Fuck this game. Bye, guys.
No, Tanner.
No, fuck it. It's ironic that the questions I actually know the answers to are going to everybody.
Tanner.
But me.
My question is, why would you ever put me in charge of this? Knowing the kind of person that I am, why would you ever have trusted me with this is the best
lesson
question.
Lesson learned.
Yes, everyone that's listening should learn the lesson that I am not to be trusted ever.
At least
ever.
He gave you the free points for the poppy question.
I
no,
did.
No, didn't.
Oh.
Did
yeah,
you?
I, did. Okay. I think I did.
No. You said you just weren't going to take points.
That's what it was. Well, that's the same thing.
It's kind of true.
Lindsay, you got the board. Well, we're almost through this, guys.
Oh, puff. Highest, miscellaneous for two.
Highest ratings we've ever had on this show, guaranteed. Which continent is the largest?
Okay, well, technically it's two continents together, so does Eurasia count?
It depends on what map you're looking at.
I'd say half that answer is correct if you want to try it.
Asia?
It is Asia. And you're lucky I'm generous.
Because, fun fact...
I mean, they're technically connected. It's one massive landmass.
And outside of the United States, a lot of places put Europe and Asia as one continent, as Eurasia.
Just like technically North and South America is just the Americas.
Yeah, there are other places, yeah, that have the Americas as one continent.
And then there's Australia just down there all by itself.
Yeah, pretty much everybody has them as their own continent and country.
They're their glorified island.
Because that was just a penal colony turned into a country, so yep. They don't deserve our respect anyway.
That's not nice.
Lindsay, pick a... I think Lindsay or...
I just went.
Oh, Tanner, pick a category.
Go big, dog. There's still one 500 left on the board, I think.
Sports.
500 sports.
All right, Tanner, I feel like I have faith that you're going to know this one. I have faith that you're going to know this one. This multi-sport all-star not only knew baseball and football, but he was also the most broken character in the classic Tecmo Super Bowl game.
Bo Jackson.
It is Bo Jackson. He's got that one right. Because Bo knew.
Thank Christ.
Bo knew all of
Bo
that.
Bo knows.
Yeah, he knows. He knows it all. I almost picked Cordell Stewart as another multi-sport person, but I thought more people are going to know Bo Jackson, so... All right, Jesse, brings it back to you. We got three categories left, 300 and 400 on both sports and miscellaneous, and the music for 300.
I'll do music for 300. Why not?
All right. This group had an early 2000s hit that saw them cry to their daddy that they could never be perfect.
Simple Plan.
It is Simple Plan. Heard that song on the playlist earlier. And
hey, Dad.
Dad,
look
at me. We can't do that now because we're all going to be off. It's.
I know, that's unfortunate.
Damn this. All right, Lindsay. 300 and 400 of miscellaneous in sports. We're almost done.
400 miscellaneous.
400 miscellaneous. This is the sound that a Moogle makes.
That a what?
A Moogle.
Koopo?
It is Koopo.
That could have been putting cast questions.
I'm a good host. I would like to point out that everything I do is correct.
You sure are, Meg.
And that I'm a hell of a catch. I'm handsome.
We need to take Josh's on. Phoenix noise, and every time he talks, just play that.
And I'm gonna be something great.
Turn Shannon into a bird.
Shannon's a bird.
Tanner, what do you got?
Something for 400.
Sports for 400. This Tom Hanks baseball film tried to prove that there's no crying in baseball.
A League of Their Own.
That's right.
Where the fuck were
these questions earlier?
They're not picked yet.
They've been waiting for you the entire time, Tanner. You just didn't look hard enough.
I feel like he put that in there so I could possibly get a sports question right.
I did. Tanner took it.
That's okay.
All right, we got two left. Miscellaneous and sports, Jesse, both for 300. What do you got?
Let's do sports for 300.
Sports for 300. Which larger-than-life wrestler defeated Hulk Hogan to win both the Intercontinental and World Championships at WrestleMania 6?
Shit. Andre the Giant?
Incorrect.
Damn.
Jesse finally lost some points. Does anybody want to take a stab at it?
Larger than life.
WrestleMania
Early wrestling
6.
Is absolutely
sure,
my
I'll try.
Weakness.
All right, Lindsay typed in X.
Ultimate Warrior.
It is the Ultimate Warrior. She's right.
Oh, damn. What, was Andre the Giant at least relevant at that time? Like, was I super far off? Okay.
No. He was definitely in that time period. It's just it was the Ultimate Challenge. It was the first title versus title they ever did, so it was pretty pretty epic. All right,
I just went with the larger than life clue. I was like,
oh, there's no one larger than life than the Ultimate Warrior.
Well, fair
Trust
enough.
Me, Lindsay. Last question: which bone are babies born without?
I don't know.
Lost the points.
I don't even know where to start.
Tanner beat me to that one.
Tanner, what do you got?
I'm going to say femur.
Nope.
It is not correct. No?
Oh, well.
Jesse?
Babies are born without kneecaps.
He's right.
That's weird.
I know, right?
All right, so here's your final score. Jesse wins at 3,100 points. Lindsay's in second place with 1,600. And then Tanner was here as well.
Yeah. Tanner was here for fuck this game.
I warned you. I warned you this would happen, and to not trust me, ever. Let me read you some of the messages Tanner sent me recently.
Yes.
Tanner asked me earlier, found some decent questions. And I replied, I got you, baby dick. And he replied, sounds fun. Tanner, did you have fun?
I'm honestly surprised you didn't like make TV a category.
Yeah, there's several categories I'm surprised you didn't make.
I'm also surprised by that. I'll be honest, I took myself by surprise a little. Tanner, we promised you, if we had time left over, we would talk about Assassin's Creed.
And we got time left over.
Would that cheer you up?
Maybe.
All right. So, they announced the new Assassin's Creed game this week, and it is Vikings, which is a surprise to no one, I don't think.
Yeah, I think that was like the worst kept secret in video games.
But everybody's
very, much was,
but very excited was. About this. Very excited about this. It's called Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and is it coming out this year?
It's supposed November. To be. Holiday 2020.
Why are you excited about this one, Tanner?
Well, for
because
one...
Because they're Vikings?
Well, no. Well, okay. Number one, Assassin's Creed.
Tanner is a pretty big Assassin's Creed fan. Can confirm that.
Quite possibly the biggest. And physically and like literally and metaphorically. Anyway. Number two, it is Vikings. And though I claim to be a Christian, and some of the games have taken place and use Christian lore, I know way more about Norse mythology than I do anything else.
Fair.
So you're looking forward to geeking out.
Oh, I've already been, like, I've watched the trailer probably 20 times already, and every time I watch it, I find something else that connects to Norse mythology, and I just nerdgasm everywhere.
Yeah, I watched the trailer earlier. It looked really good. But from what I saw, like, is it just me or does it feel so far removed from what Assassin's Creed originally was that, like, maybe they shouldn't even call it Assassin's Creed anymore. They should call it, like, Viking Creed or something like that.
No, not anymore. Viking Creed. This is right back on track to what it was. If anything, like, Odyssey was further away from it. And while I enjoyed Odyssey immensely, it wasn't like a normal Assassin's Creed game. The only thing Assassin's Creed-y about it was the modern-day stuff.
And see, I hate the modern-day stuff. So I'm all about an Assassin's Creed game that's not like, you know, every Assassin's Creed game since 3.
Oh, no. The more modern stuff in it, the happier I am.
Me very much, very, very much opposite. I think that franchise as a whole would be significantly better if none of the modern day stuff existed. But that's my personal opinion.
That takes away from the story, though.
I'm fine with it.
I mean,
haven't in all of the current stuff they do, like the current age stuff. Have they ever had it where you actually play as like any part of the assassin, or is it just the guy in the building trying to run away from stuff? Like, do you ever actually do combat in present day? Or is,
yes,
you do. Okay.
Oh yeah. It started in... So in 2, you do some hand-to-hand combat as the game begins, because Lucy is breaking Desmond out of Abstergo.
It's extremely light combat.
It's extremely light. He gets his ass kicked, honestly.
Obviously.
And then he doesn't really do any more combat until 3. But by then, he's full-on assassin, like Hidden Blade, killing everybody, kicking ass, taking names.
Yeah, something happened in 2 where basically they figure out that he can kind of, like, learn to be an assassin while running around as Ezio.
It's called the bleeding effect.
Yeah. So he does learn to be an assassin. I never finished 3, though. So after 3, after about a fourth of the way through 3, my knowledge of Assassin's Creed drops off a cliff.
Because
I absolutely love...
This is the show now, guys.
I loved the original...
This is the Assassin's Creed show now?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll turn my mic off. I can't contribute to this at all.
You can ask me questions, you son of a...
You've been asking him questions so far. And that's been working out. But the trailer that dropped today, though, that actually may have sold me on picking up the game. Though Holiday...
I know it sold Asa.
Holiday is already a little, like, tight for me, because we've also got Halo coming out. And potentially Cyberpunk should be coming out by holiday. So I don't know if I'll be able to just grab another single player game.
I feel like I'm fortunate to kind of lost my love for video games, because not spending money on every single one of them that comes out sounds appealing to me.
Well, I mean, you picked a good time to do it too, because these new next gen systems coming out. And...
I mean, I'll probably pick up.
Oh, he'll still want his new toy.
Oh, yeah. Shannon's gonna pick up a Series X. Like, don't fool yourself.
Yeah, I don't know how much I'll play it or how much it'll just sit there like my 1X does right now, but I'm definitely going to pick it up. I mean, I'd be a fool not to pick it up. Have you seen those specs? It does like 24K at 700 frames.
That is fair.
It's crazy.
We made a decision here at my house that at release, like I'm talking, on release, we're going to trade in our PS4 and Xbox One towards a Series X, and then when taxes come in, we're going to get the PS5.
That's a pretty fair way to do it.
Yeah, I'll probably trade
assuming you can find them.
True. I mean, the Series X is going to be easy because I'll pre-order it, but the PS5 might be a little harder to do by that time.
I don't know. By that time, I feel like it'll be more readily available. I don't know. We'll see what happens. The world's a crazy place right now, and everything's kind of up in the air anyway, you know.
Truth.
But, I'll get the Series X just because I always have a Microsoft system. I don't know if I care about the PlayStation 5. I really don't care about the Series X. I just don't want to get left in the digital dust.
And then you know you're going to get Shadowlands.
Warcraft?
Yeah.
I've already paid for it.
Technically, you've already bought it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're getting, whether you play it or not, is irrelevant. You're definitely
getting Shadowlands. I don't know if I'm going to play it or not.
Man, that Diablo Tower.
I was excited about it. You know, I was also excited about Animal Crossing when it was coming out. Like, I was jazzed. I'm like, oh, man, all three of us are going to get it, and we're going to have, like, we're going to play with each other and all that. And then, you know, everything happened, and I picked the game up, but I didn't really want to play it. I know they both have played it. It just didn't interest me anymore. I'm I think the only thing that really interests me at the moment is just kind of doing the show, and hopefully getting back to work will make me feel a little bit more like a human again, because I'm so sick of sitting at home watching YouTube, and, you know, my God, it's so boring. I don't understand how people can be out of work. Like, and I don't mean that as an insult. Like, I'm talking about the people that, like, choose to not work and just sit at home all day, like house husbands and housewives or whatever. Like, that would just... No, fuck that.
I mean, the idea behind that is they have, you know, shit that they need to do at home, like, you know, clean the house, take care of
kids. Yeah, taking care of the house,
That's like an hour, and then there's like 23 more hours.
It's called you have hobbies.
I think like your math is wrong there, buddy.
Are there not 24 hours in a day, Tanner? You just lost more points.
Did I?
69 of them.
Oh,
Tanner, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Like, you're asleep for a part of it. Yeah, I don't sleep much.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, like, what are you talking about?
Only taking an hour a day to get all that stuff done.
Well, it depends on how much you do. Like, me sweeping and stuff like that usually only takes about an hour. But yeah, if you want to do the dishes, if you want to, like, scrub the house down, that'd be fine too. But I've never known anyone that's actually done that. You know, that's actually taken the time to, like, really clean the house.
I mean, if you go to,
it twice a week.
You're a better man than me. I try, but I fail. I try to keep things clean. Lindsay does dishes. I sweep the house. I clean up. But I still feel like the place looks... It doesn't matter. We're leaving in a month anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I've known stay-at-home moms that clean the house top to bottom daily. Like, they make sure everything's dusted. They make sure everything's looking clean. All the stuff is picked up. Everything else. So, I mean, they exist. And that's hours of work.
I mean, that used to be my chores growing up. I had to dust and vacuum every day and empty the dishwasher when it was needed. And
yeah, that's when the payoff hits, and of having kids, I guess. You no longer have to clean your own home. Make the kids do it.
I wouldn't trust those little bastards to do anything. I assume they're little bastards. Tanner, anything else you want to say about Assassin's Creed before we wrap it up? Because we're about out of time. I want to give you the floor to say whatever you want about it. Like, I don't want to cut you off or anything.
Well, I mean, like, there's not much more I can say about the game right now outside of the gameplay trailer will be released on the 7th. They're going to release it the same day that Microsoft comes out and does the showcase for the Series X.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody tune in for that.
Now, is this going to be a Series X game, or is this going to be Xbox One? I mean, it'll work on the Series X, but is it designed for the Series X?
It is designed for the Series X and the PS5.
Wow. So it's not going to be on regular Xbox One?
Okay, so last time this happened was Black Flag.
Mm-hmm.
Black Flag came out at the exact same time the Xbox One was coming out. It was released on both systems, the 360 right. and One.
Right.
So I'm kind of hoping they do this. Doesn't really matter for me because I'm getting a Series X anyway, but there's going to be some people out there who can't afford to buy the game and a new system.
Okay, from Ubisoft's website, Assassin's Creed Valhalla will be on Xbox One and PS4.
Okay.
I wonder how watered down it's going to be compared to the Series X and PS5 version.
Well, I've played Black Flag, I've played on both systems, and it's not terrible. Mm. The image isn't quite as sharp as it is on the Xbox One.
Right.
Makes sense.
You know, which is obvious. Some of the loading screens take a little bit longer. Outside of that, I mean, the gameplay is almost exactly the same. It's just as fluid, honestly.
Well, I remember, even though it wasn't the same game on both systems, it was Unity versus Rogue. And I remember Rogue was actually the superior game, wasn't it? Even though it was on the last-gen system.
Story-wise, yeah.
Well, obviously not great. Well, except for those graphical glitches.
Those are pretty intense glitches. I have played Unity to finish twice, and I've never once seen any of these glitches that everybody gripes about with that game. I didn't hate the game. I thought the story could have been better.
All right, so question, is this actually didn't see any glitches, or is this like... Shannon, why haven't really encountered any glitches other than when I spawn into the game, I fall through the ground, but then I respawn and everything's fine.
The only Assassin's Creed game I've ever had any glitches like that happen was Assassin's Creed 1.
Okay.
I have had zero glitches at all in Unity. I've played it twice, whereas every other game I've played 3 to 4 times, if not more, in some of them. Unity I've only played twice, and that's just because, like I said, the story was kind of lacking for me. I think they opened up an element with at least the female protagonist, and she's hard to describe. She's not a bad guy. She's not a good guy. She's just kind of in between.
She's just there.
No. She's like a big part of the game, but like she dies in the game, and I thought her character was a waste.
Spoilers.
Or the death of her character was a waste. I don't give a damn. No one's gonna play the game anyway.
Would you rank her higher or lower than Jakarta Nu?
Jocasta Nu.
Is it Jakarta or Jocasta?
Jocasta.
Okay.
Jocasta.
I've been debating that in my head. Like over and over again.
I really hate you sometimes. You know that.
I see. That's what I don't understand, because I hate me all the time.
You cut
and
out.
I don't. I hate me all the time. I hate myself all the time. I always hate myself.
Okay. I kind of figured that's where you were going with it, but you know, figured I'd check and make sure.
And that's gonna do it for the show tonight.
We are out of time, so that's gonna be it. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and for listening to our random trivia show that Tanner hates and regrets. Where Jesse is King Dick once again.
Woo!
We'll be back on, I guess, maybe tomorrow to do the random show. I know Hunter's not going to be able to make it. He was actually going to be on tonight, but he couldn't make it tonight either. So I don't know who's going to be on the show tomorrow. We may or may not do something. I don't know. And then Tanner, are you still doing the thing this Saturday?
I'm going to try if I can figure out the sound and everything. It's worked before, but for some reason it didn't work this past time, so we're going to try again.
You want to borrow my Ninja Turtle?
No. It's easier to do it the way I've got it over here. I got to figure out. Something messed up in the sound settings. I got to go try to figure out.
Well, the offer is always open, just so you know. All right.
Appreciate it.
That's going to be it for us tonight. We'll be back either tomorrow and Saturday, or we'll be back on Monday for Ghostbusters, or we won't, and we'll be back on Tuesday for, I don't know, I guess, Hype Train?
I think that Hype Train is probably on hold for a minute just because, well, I guess me and Asa could do Hype Train. We'll see what we get.
Okay, because otherwise we ain't going to have a show Tuesday, because I want to believe already happened, and we did Mr. 100 and 5 Star last week, or this week, with Josh from Press Start to Join.
That's cool.
That was a treat.
If nothing happens, then I could try to get that Scott Walter interview going.
Yeah, maybe save
Chuck it. Zukowski. Spoiler alert.
Hey, don't blow your load yet, son. Save it for the next girls, too. All right. We're going to get out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you had some fun with that trivia. We'll be back next week or this week or not at all. We love you guys very much. Later.